237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're back for the second hour, and we're broadcasting live. We start at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. I hope you're all cocked and locked, because here we go. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and today we're going to talk about survival communications. Now, we're calling this truth or scare. We're studying how radio communications actually work. This means AM radio, FM radio, cell phones, television, walkie-talkies, and all other types of radio communications. We're going to be learning some terms. Maybe some of these terms are new. And with us is our USAprepares.com senior science and technology instructor, Bert Bertonis. And he's going to explain the terms so that we can understand them. And with this technology, there are inherent health concerns, risks, and dangers. That's why we're discussing this topic today. So with us in the broadcast classroom is Bert Bertonis. He's from Silicon Valley, California. He's an electrical engineer. He holds a master's degree. He is a designer, a patent holder, an expert witness, and he designs wireless and communications infrastructure. Some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and customers. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Welcome, Vincent, and happy to be here. And by the way, congratulations on your moving to 2 hours on your show.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I really do. I know that you listen in California, and from your consulting corporation where you design and build communications networking equipment. I really appreciate that. Bert, you... We're talking about radio frequency safety, truth or scare. That's what we're calling this broadcast class today. And there are major emitters of radio frequency and electromagnetic energy, and there are minor ones. The major ones, I guess, would be cell phones and the towers, radio and TV broadcasting, the towers, wireless LANs, Wi-Fi, power lines, the sun, and then there are even minor transmitters like the keyless remotes that we have in our pockets that are talking to the cars that as we approach them to tell them that, yeah, we are authorized to open that car door. Why don't we start with the major emitters of radio frequency energy and EMI? Do you have concerns?
Well, I think we can group transmitters of RF energy into three groups. Those that we know are potentially dangerous simply because the power levels are so high. Those that we are pretty sure are completely harmless because the power levels are so low. And then those in the middle where, quite frankly, we don't know. For instance, a lot of people say, oh, cell phones have been tested and they're perfectly safe. Actually, that's not true. The testing on cell phones has been inconclusive. So let's start, though, with the major emitters, and those would be your broadcasting towers, television stations, radio stations. Those would be at the highest end. Radar is potentially also at the high end. And these are transmitting, in the case of cell phone towers, transmitters at hundreds of watts. In case of radio stations, it could be as high as 50,000 watts of power. Now, I think we should start out and say that radio energy is logarithmic. And what I mean by that is that the power levels can vary enormously. If I'm actually sitting somewhere with a piece of RF test equipment, let's say a spectrum analyzer is a commonly used piece of equipment, I can actually see levels as much as 100 dB in power strength. And a dB is 10 times in power. So I'm looking at billions of times difference in energy level between what might be a broadcasting tower and what might be background noise, say, just the noise level from just the combination of lots of little devices transmitting. Billion of one to one difference in power level. So that's part of what we have to understand, is that there's an enormous difference in power level of everything that's out there.
Okay, so when you talk about television broadcasting at 50,000 watts.
That would be radio, typically, but TV can be up there, too.
Okay, so radio and TV, 50,000 watts. I remember in college that I learned that 746 watts, less than 1 kilowatt, kilowatts 1,000 watts, 746 watts equals 1 horsepower. So we're talking about an enormous amount of energy.
Well, that's correct. Now, the good news is that very little of it couples to any one antenna or even person. And actually, the human body is sensitive to different frequencies. It's most tuned to around 100 megahertz. So that's about the resonance of a human body. But, you know, aside from that, any frequency can be absorbed in tissue or affect a person. So it doesn't have to just be in that range. It could be much lower. It could be microwave. Microwave is used to literally cook food, which is in many times tissue in many cases. And that's 2.4 gigahertz or 2,400 megahertz. So, you can have different effects at different frequencies. They're all potentially dangerous.
Bert, can you just give us a quick overview of how microwave radio frequencies cook food? So if I put a bowl of soup in a microwave oven and I put it in a glass bowl, what actually happens with the radio waves in that microwave oven that causes that soup to heat up and ultimately boil?
Sure. What happens is that particular frequency that I mentioned, 2.4 gigahertz, excites water molecules. So it's just an opportune frequency that water heats up and will vaporize. So that's what's special about 2.4. Now, what's interesting is because initially they thought it would be a useless frequency, the FCC allowed it as one of the free bands where anybody could do whatever they wanted if they kept power levels under 1 watt, and that has migrated into the Wi-Fi frequency band, the major Wi-Fi frequency band. So literally, I don't think a lot of people know this, every microwave oven in the country, really in the world, is centered in the middle of the 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi band.
Let me ask you this. So if we have all of these microwave ovens on the planet, is it possible to measure the amount of 2.4 gigahertz radiation that's coming out of the Earth with all of these running? Obviously, they're not all running at the same time, but is there a measurable amount of 2.4 gigahertz from, let's say, the United States?
It certainly is measurable. In fact, I can tell you a true story real quick. Many years ago, I was up on a mountaintop helping a company put in a 2.4 gigahertz wireless network, and we were up there testing, and we had our spectrum analyzers and our antennas, and we were measuring signal levels and antenna patterns, and we noticed around noontime, everything started working worse. and we noticed the noise floor rose. And it took us about a day to realize what was going on. We were picking up the aggregate power of thousands, probably tens of thousands, of microwave ovens down in Silicon Valley that were creating a noise floor that rose 10 to 20 dB at lunchtime. Now, we couldn't see any one individual microwave, but what you would see is the power level of thousands of them adding up.
Now, that's absolutely fascinating. I'll tell you why. If you could measure it from on top of this mountain, what's it like if you're walking around down in Silicon Valley? Are you literally being cooked?
Well, so here's the thing. Now what's happened is Wi-Fi has totally taken off and proliferated, and what you see now is just so much Wi-Fi that it's difficult to tell what's Wi-Fi noise and what's microwave ovens. So I would say everything has risen probably another 10 dB over what was the lunchtime noise floor to increase the noise floor even further because of all the Wi-Fi devices operating now. And that's not just lunchtime. That's 24/7.
So did you say the noise floor is up 10 times?
10 times from what it was, say, 20 years ago when there was very little Wi-Fi and microwave ovens, and you could tell when the ovens went on. Now the ovens are really masked by just massive usage of that band for wireless LANs.
Okay, so now is there a danger of that 10 times increase? And by the way, maybe you should tell us what you mean by noise floor.
Well, there's background radiation on the planet, and in fact, it was here even before man was on the planet, because we have, at the lowest level, we actually have galactic noise, which just comes from the universe, and that hits the Earth and every living thing, and it's a fairly low level. But then we have probably the most massive RF radiator of all, and that's the sun. And the sun actually is a substantial radiation source. And in fact, a lot of people that work in satellite television or any satellite field know that two times a year, the sun actually comes in view of your satellite dish and knocks out your communications channel.
Bert Bertonis is with us. He's a Silicon Valley engineer. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. You're going to get a chance to meet him in person and ask him those burning questions that you want to know the answers to. He's with us today, and he's going to be with us for this broadcast classroom hour. We're talking about radio frequencies. And should we be concerned, or is this just a scare? I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried food, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking with Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley engineer, and I can tell you that Bert Bertonis has designed satellite communications receivers. He was a pioneer in the industry, in the infancy of the industry. And he's designed amplifiers, FM receivers, transmitters, and he's been involved with radio frequency probably since the 1960s, if I've got my information correct. Bert, when back in the 1960s, I wanted to learn for myself if there was energy in the air in the form of radio waves. And was this energy all around us? So what I did was I built an antenna 75 feet long. And all it was simply copper wire strung between two porcelain insulators. And I installed a ground rod about 8 feet long into the ground, into the moist ground, and I connected a volt ohm amp meter to between the ground rod and the antenna. And I measured a voltage coming out of the air. It was there back in the 1960s.
Sure. Well, you created the most broadest band of all receiving antenna. Just be sure to put the meter on AC. Now, if you want to make it into a crystal radio, you would just add a couple of components to what you did. Just add a diode, which would rectify the envelope, and that would detect AM modulation. And then add a inductor and a capacitor that would create a tuned circuit where you could tune to different frequencies. And then you would have a crystal radio.
Well, and that was the next step. That's what I did. And I was able to pick up without any batteries. I could power an earphone, you know, a very small earphone that you'd actually, kind of like an earbud of today. And I could listen to strong radio stations, heck, 150 miles away with no batteries.
Yeah, that's amazing. But there's enough power in what that piece of wire picked up that you could power that ear set. And that's how a lot of early radios were, in fact. The very earliest radios, people couldn't afford to put tubes in them, and lots of people actually used crystal radios and headsets as their primary radio. Then the next step up is to put in a one tube, or now you would use one transistor, to amplify that signal a little, and then you could drive a speaker. And from there, you could keep adding tubes or transistors and make the radio better and better. You could add a RF amplifier. You could add a couple more components and make it a super heterodyne and on and on. And you get to your six transistor radio.
Yep. And that, and yes, that is the evolution. So Bert, as we look at, we've just proven, at least I hope we have, to our listening audience that you can get so much power out of the air just by stringing an antenna that you can listen to radio. Well, if that's the case, and we talked about low power and medium power and potentially dangerous higher power, where should we be most concerned? Is there a frequency that's in the air right now, or in our kitchen, or where we work? What is our greatest concern? Do you have one that you singled out?
Well, microwave oven would be a concern if they hadn't shielded the microwaves. So actually, the level of shielding is so intense that very little emits from the microwave. But that would be a dangerous frequency because, again, it's used to heat up water, and our human body is composed primarily of water. So that would definitely be a problem. Now, I'd probably put really the biggest danger as probably cell phones, because they're using frequencies that aren't too far from 2.4 gigahertz. And the problem is we hold them right up to our head. And there's a concept in radio frequency called near field and far field coupling for antennas. And the difference between you holding that phone directly up to your head and then holding it 6 to 12 inches away is about 40 dB, and that's 10,000 to 1 in power level. So you're holding something that's 6-tenths of a watt right up to your brain.
When we come back on the other side of this break, 6-tenths of a watt right next to your brain, and it's a real great straight shot through your ear, right where the phone is. Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli, Bert Pertonis, USAPrepares.com. You can meet him at the Expo April.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rupert Tonis is with us, Silicon Valley engineer. He designs radio frequency systems and has for since the 1960s. Bert, we were talking about near field and far field coupling, and we were talking about 6/10 of a watt is about the transmitting power of a cell phone, and that cell phone is typically right against our skulls, and it's right next to our eardrum. And the antenna, although you can't see it on most of the modern phones, is still part of the phone. So where we used to have a walkie-talkie with a long telescoping antenna, we have a higher frequency now, so the antennas are much, much shorter. And I'm looking at my iPhone right here in the studio, and as part of the package that I'm holding in my hand, there is a an antenna, and that, if I had that next to my head, would be able to transmit right through my ear into my brain, correct?
That's absolutely correct. So the good news, though, is we do have a solution, and I would recommend to all your listeners to use Bluetooth, because what Bluetooth does is allow you to remove that phone 6 to 12 inches away, and I probably wouldn't put it in your pocket because that's over your heart, and we're not sure what the ramifications of that are, but put it, you know, somewhere away from your body, and Bluetooth operates on very low power levels. So that's one of the devices that we don't have to worry about because the power level is so low. And with Bluetooth, you can use your phone safely, and also, you know, it's great for driving because it puts your hands on the wheel.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. Bluetooth operates at a different frequency, and not only that, but it's a lower power. About how much power is transmitted from the Bluetooth transmitter, which I guess would be like an earbud, correct?
Yeah, and let me say it's a different frequency than the cell phone, but actually Bluetooth is also using 2.4 gigahertz, so because that's a band that people like to use. But the key thing is the power level is so much less, and it's typically, let's say, about 10 milliwatts, and so that power level is so low that you really shouldn't have to worry about it. We're looking at something that's, you know, hundreds or thousands of times lower power level than your cell phone.
Okay. Bert, what I do is slightly different. I have it looks like a 1970s telephone handset. It has, you can hold it like you would a regular telephone. It has a long cord, and I plug that into the jack of the iPhone. So, if I happen to be in a vehicle and I'm in the passenger seat, I can have the cell phone on the dashboard as far away from me as I can get it and use this handset, and I can make the calls that way. So the phone is not in my pocket. It is not in my shirt. It's not in my pants. And it's actually out of reach, literally out of reach. And I have to pull the phone back to me by the cord if I want to put the phone in my hand. So that was the approach that I took. What do you think about that? Is that another way, or am I kidding myself?
I think that's a great product. I think that's fantastic. Do you put that on the right on the you know, on the car over on top of the dashboard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what I'd like to do is put a little bit of Velcro on the back of the iPhone. Now, the cell phones transmit at different power levels. So let me ask you this. If I were to have my cell phone in the, let's say on the console, right between the driver and the passenger seat, that would be close to me. But the cell phone would have to reach the towers through the glass and maybe a longer path, and it might be more difficult to transmit to the tower from the, you know, right by the windshield. Does that determine the amount of power that my cell phone is transmitting?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up because it's a concept a lot of people don't understand. Some people say, oh, I'm going to cover my phone with foil so I'll keep the RF out. Well, all that does is force the phone to transmit at an even greater power level to try and get through to the tower because there's a power control loop that's used. So the weaker the signal that is detected and the tower tells the phone what the level it's detecting, it just tells the phone to go up in power level. Now, the maximum it can hit is 600 milliwatts or 6/10 of a watt, but trying to shield the phone usually has the opposite effect. In fact, if you shield it on the outside where your hand is, then the energy is going to come out right opposite your head even stronger. So that's the worst thing to do. I would say in case of your invention, I would go for the dashboard because that's going to be the straightest shot out the windshield, and generally we can go through glass with most radio waves.
Okay, let's discuss this then. So I have, I keep the cell phone as far away from me as I can. So in the studio, I actually have to reach for it. The reason I have it is I get text messages. Actually, I prefer not to have it. And a lot of people will call me and say, hey, you didn't answer my call. And I go, yeah, well, I don't carry my phone with me. So I got to find my phone. But I've got my phone in my hand right now. As I orient it with the top facing up, which way does the antenna go? Does it go vertically? Does it go horizontally? Where is the phone on the antenna on an iPhone?
Yeah, the antenna is actually wrapped around the perimeter of the phone, so it's going in all directions. So I don't know that there's any one opportune way to hold the phone. Again, what I would say is just get it away from you in general and use Bluetooth or something like you've created. And don't even try and figure, you know, which end of the phone I'm going to hold. Just get it away from your head.
Yeah, and what I was thinking about is if I Velcro, put a little piece of Velcro on the dash of my truck and the corresponding piece on the back of the iPhone, would it be better if the iPhone were positioned vertically or horizontally, or does it not matter?
Well, I don't think it's any one I could tell you is going to be better, but you can look at the bars, and if you want to, you know, play a little trick, you could look at the bars and try moving the phone a little and seeing how your bars vary, and that would give you an idea of what orientation of the phone is best getting to the cell phone tower. Generally speaking, where the signal is bouncing around, it's a combination of vertical and horizontal polarization. The cell phones will respond to both, and exactly how you rotate that phone, boy, it could just be anything as to what's going to hit that cell phone tower best. But look at the bars, and that gives you a very simple field strength meter.
Okay, and the reason I ask, class, is because if you look at a automobile antenna, it's straight up and down in most cases, and that's because of the way the signal is transmitted. If you were to lay the FM antenna horizontally, you may not be able to get as strong of a signal. Is that correct, Bert?
Actually, it's not correct. In fact, FM broadcasting started out horizontally, and then when people started putting FM in cars, and that didn't happen until, you know, fairly late in the history of automobiles, mm-hmm. when they started putting FM in and they wanted to use their vertical antenna, they weren't getting very good reception, so the FM transmitters added a vertical wave to their transmitters. So they transmit them both horizontal and vertical. Because if you think about it, if you've ever seen an FM antenna for your home, it is horizontal. So they transmit both, actually. It's
yeah, you're absolutely
practical
right.
to put a horizontal antenna on your car, although they do in many cases have that now when they embed it in the windshield.
But doesn't that make the antenna directional if it's horizontal? Because if you're going north, and if you're going north, your antenna is oriented one way, and if you turn to the east or west, now you're 90 degrees away.
It does, but it's such a broad beam because it's a small antenna. It's a very broad lobe that they've figured out how to get it to really be omnidirectional. And if you notice, there's almost no cars nowadays that have vertical antennas. A few do. A few still do. I know my little BMW sports car still has a little vertical antenna, but generally speaking, they're built into the windshields now, and they are horizontal.
Okay. Let's talk about other high-power radiation. Years ago, there was a high-power power line transmission tower, and I took a fluorescent tube and went underneath it and held that tube in the center of the glass, you know, a four-footer, and it at night, and it actually lit up. How concerned should we be about the electromagnetic radiation of those power levels? Is that something that you're concerned with in addition to the cell phones, or is that not as big of a problem because it's a different frequency?
So did you put your hand on either end of the terminals on the tube?
I held it up from the glass in the center.
Okay.
And it just a very slight glow. But you could hear the 60 cycle buzzing of the power lines. You could hear.
Yeah, I would be more concerned about you being there than lighting up the bulb. it is dangerous, and it is very high levels, and there have been some correlation to cancers on directly under power lines, and for that matter also with ham radio operators that have antennas, you know, right on their roof broadcasting a kilowatt, you know, right through their bedroom. There's been studies that show higher incidences of leukemia, for instance. So there's no doubt that there is a correlation. I think what's difficult is to say what's the safe level. I think we have levels where we know it's safe, we have levels where we know it's dangerous, and we have the big area in between when we're not sure. And if somebody came up to me and said, you know, I just don't want to have my family using cell phones, I don't want to use one, my wife, I'm not going to let use one, I'm not going to let my children use them, I would not think that person is being unreasonable. Now, I use a cell phone, and occasionally I do hold it up to my head when I'm not using my Bluetooth, but, you know, I don't use it that often. It's basically in the area in between where there is some indication, there are some health problems, but it's not going to affect everybody. It's going to be, you know, what percent? How have you increased your risks of getting cancer or some other problem?
Bert Bertonis, we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. It's all around us. It is absolutely everywhere. And back in the 60s, I proved that you could pull it out of the air with just a simple piece of wire 75 feet long and a ground rod. It was measurable. We're going to talk more about electromagnetic radiation on the other side of this break.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We've been talking about electromagnetic radiation. I was thinking, you know, as you look at people walking by, they've got their cell phones in their pockets. They can be their front pockets, there can be their back pockets, it can be their shirt pockets. And, Bert, are cell phones always transmitting?
No. They do maintain connection to the tower with a quick burst just to stay synchronized, but the answer is no. So that's a concern that you don't have to worry about. But they do occasionally, you know, just to know where you are. Because think about it, it has to know where you are in order to call you when somebody's trying to call your number. So it keeps track of which cell you're in through periodic transmissions. But those are very short duration.
Okay. And are they of the standard 600 milliwatts or 6/10 of a watt, or are they lower than that?
Well, the actual power level at any given time is set by the power loop, so it's not always at 600 milliwatts. That would be the highest it could go to. So it's going to be at whatever power level it needs to have in order to hit the tower. If you're outside, it's probably fairly low. If you're inside, it's going to be greater.
Okay, because I used to have a Treo, and it would light up whenever it was synchronizing or, you know, communicating with the tower, and it was like every second or so or every 3 seconds. I mean, it was pretty often.
But even if it's every few seconds, if it's only on for a few milliseconds, that's still a very short duty cycle.
Okay, and let's talk about this. Do all radios... I'm talking about AM radios, FM radios. Do all radios that receive, we're talking about radio receivers, like you might have on your dresser or on your nightstand, do they all transmit as well as receive? Do they transmit a small frequency, like a loopback?
Well, sure. I wouldn't call it transmit, but yes, they all emit some RF energy. That's why the FCC does have testing for most devices, even if they're radio receivers, to test the power level, so it's kept low. The same is being done now for some of the more advanced light bulbs that have electronic circuits in them. They are interfering with radios and communications. But by the way, a quick story. You mentioned your crystal radio. A lot of people might be familiar with the buzz they hear sometimes on their headsets or their radios when somebody's cell phone is being used. That's called TDD buzz, or time division duplex buzz. And real short, what that is that about half the cell phones use the GSM standard that uses time division duplex. It basically switches between transmit and receive at about 200 hertz. And what your headphones are doing is demodulating that 200 hertz buzz as if it was a crystal radio. So any device with a diode junction in it potentially can be your crystal radio antenna. And that's what you're hearing, is that buzz from only about half of cell phones do it, those that use that TDD technology. But it's really from just the phone going on and off at that 200 hertz rate.
So is that why when my cell phone is charging next to my standard desk telephone that I can hear that buzz on the handset of the telephone?
It could be. Generally, you're going to hear it most when somebody first calls you, because the signal, the power level is usually strongest when it's first initiating the call. And you've all probably heard that on television when some reporter or guest on TV forgot to turn off their phone and they're you know, up on the desk and there's buzzing going off and it gets through to the TV signal and they quickly realize they forgot to turn their phone off. Pretty much any type of audio equipment is capable of demodulating that buzz.
Okay. How about the clock radios that we have next to our heads? Are they of any concern at all?
Generally not. I would say no. And the other one that people always ask about are power meters. It looks like we're not going to have time to get into that, but generally...
Well, let's do that on another broadcast.
Sure.
Let's do that on another broadcast. Bert Bertonis has been with us, USA Prepare's Senior Technology Instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, and you're going to get a chance to meet Bert at the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to stay here at the farm. It's going to be April 6th and 7th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. I'm looking forward to it, Bert. Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.